Proclamation number 5544 of 29th of November, 1952. A fair amount of measure of grace. You shall receive a fair amount of measure. I do not bestow my grace upon you sparingly, but let it flow to you abundantly so that you can only ever appropriate it, so that you can utilize it for your upward development. Yet you should also value a gift which my love bestows upon you. You should regard it as a gift from your Father in heaven who wants to help you ascend through it, and you should make use of it because otherwise it will remain completely useless. And thus you should also regard my word as an extraordinary gift of grace which I bring to you in the last days through my disciples whom I have chosen myself to serve me. You should value my word more than anything else in the world, for it is a ray of love from the spiritual kingdom. It is something spiritual which shall touch you so that you, too, will become spiritualized while still on earth. It is truly a gift of immeasurable value, for humanity is so far away from me that it no longer recognizes me, but now it is given proof that I am closer to you humans than ever. I address you myself, therefore I must also be. And you will feel that I speak to you myself if you accept my word with goodwill. My word is a grace of inconceivable effect and will infallibly lead you upwards, yet it does not force you, as all my blessings require your will in order to take effect on you. And therefore I can only admonish you again and again to accept my gift from above, not to pass it by or reject it when it is offered to you. And bear in mind that you are dependent on my grace because you are too weak on your own. Bear in mind that strength and grace are at your disposal at all times and that you can release yourselves from your state of weakness if you want to. But also bear in mind that you have free will and have to act of your own accord, that you therefore also have to make use of grace in order to emerge from the state of misery in which you live. And if a person is completely ignorant, I will give him enlightenment through my word. I will instruct him and show him all means. I will bring myself close to him and stretch out my hand towards him. But he must take hold of my hand and do what I ask and announce to him through my word. Then he makes use of a grace of highest value and effortlessly achieves the aim set for him for earthly life. He strides upwards and his soul frees itself from every fetter. It becomes blissful through my grace. Amen.